The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolien. How lekker it is to be speaking to you again.
Shalom, I missed you guys.
Hello, Rolien.
Separation anxiety. Kath, is that your voice out here?
Sometimes.
I missed both of you. Don't do this to me again, please.
Okay, no, that's
Some
good. That's what we wanted to hear.
You are not allowed to travel ever, and Kathy, you are not allowed to get sick ever.
Okay, look at... Yeah, all right. I'll try my best.
Take that under advisement. Rolien, so I have been watching the Israel news, even from afar, for the past 2 weeks, and things are hotting up. What is going on your northern border?
Okay, so we have had, today has been a situation of very tacit or tense calm. But let's clear up some of the issues that happened yesterday. So last week, Israel is alleged to have shot down drones belonging to Iran and in the process eliminated several Hezbollah operatives. And throughout the course of last week, Hassan Nasrallah, who is the leader of Hezbollah, threatened retaliation against the state of Israel. So we were expecting some kind of reprisal. The RDF was ready, was in a state of preparedness. In fact, over the weekend, they had cancelled leave for many units and many units were routed towards the north as well as military vehicles as well. So yesterday, Hezbollah fired anti-tank missiles at several targets in Israel, including civilian targets, which also prompted the RDF to open shelters across the north with in a 4-kilometer radius of the border. The RDF did strike Hezbollah targets in response to that. Now, I just want to be very, very clear. Neither side really wants a war. Even the rhetoric coming out from Hezbollah is that their intentions was to retaliate in some way, but not provoke outright war. And I just want to divert, but kind of stay on the topic if it makes sense. Kath, so many times you and I have spoken and cautioned against the use of certain language when it comes to these kind of issues. And I really want to caution people again. When we do have escalations on the border, when there are strikes from both sides, please be very careful of taking to social media networks and saying that we are at war. War is something entirely different. It affects us in a way that's completely, completely different and very, very, very seriously. We do have from time to time skirmishes or conflagration, but it is not war. And I really urge people, when you share things, to make sure that you're getting your news from reputable sources and that you are very responsible with the language that you use, because I saw a lot of that yesterday. Israel is at war with Lebanon. It's not the case. So there were mutual strikes on both sides. Hezbollah claimed casualties. The RDF confirmed there were no casualties. There were no casualties from our side. There were no casualties apparently from their side either. Just to be clear, that Hezbollah, by striking Israel and Israeli civilian targets, was in breach of UN Resolution 1701, which was signed after the Second Lebanon War. The United Nations UNIFIL troops or United Nations interim forces in Lebanon have been threatened by Hezbollah. We do have the footage of that. And the UN appealed for restraint on both sides, both from UNIFIL's perspective and from Secretary General Guterres. And at the moment, we have calm.
Rolien, just talking about UNIFIL, because I'm a little bit confused as to their role. What actually is their role?
Okay, so great question. So UNIFIL troops are there as peacekeeping forces to maintain some kind of quiet from both sides in Lebanon. Over the years, they have been subject to bullying and to Hezbollah, who Israel have said have neutered the role of these forces. Now, last week when all this rhetoric started and Nasrallah was threatening Israel with reprisal attacks. Israel and the United States went to the UN Security Council. In fact, we spoke about that on Thursday, just at the end of the week. On Friday, in a rare victory for Israel, to extend the mandate of UNIFIL, this permission was granted by the United Nations. You have recognized the situation between Israel and Hezbollah. Incidentally, over the last year or so, Hezbollah has gone from being seen as a guerrilla organization by many countries to countries starting to recognize them as a terror entity, and the latest country to do that being Paraguay. Very interesting, coming from South America, where Hezbollah is known to have cells. Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. Iran has threatened the state of Israel with the use of both its proxies in the north, that being Hezbollah, and in the south, that being Hamas. But this latest confrontation was between Hezbollah in the north.
I tell you why I asked the question, because earlier on today I was looking at the Times of Israel, and there was a headline there saying, IDF chief to UNIFIL, stop Hezbollah's missile program or we will. Is it within...
Well, this is...
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly it. This is exactly it, is that we know that Hezbollah, being a proxy, being a part of Iran, poses a tremendous threat, not just to Israel, but to the region. We've heard from our foreign minister, or acting foreign minister at the moment, Israel Katz. Maybe he'll be foreign minister next month. Maybe he won't be, not predicting election outcomes. But he has also said to Lebanon, don't allow Hezbollah to be the cause of basically the end of Lebanon. You know, you need to restrict that power. And the idea of saying, you know, if nobody's going to stop this, we certainly are going to.
Rolene, the next story we wanted to talk about today is apparently Bibi Netanyahu vowing to annex Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Is that what he is saying he will do?
That is indeed what he is saying, what he will do. Now, look, I take this rhetoric with kind of a large pinch of salt, because we are very close to elections. This is the battle of Netanyahu's political life. Incidentally, the latest polls have Avigdor Lieberman looking the strongest out of all the parties.
No way.
He is the one to make the most gains. This is Israeli politics. It's as predictable as what shoes I will be wearing tomorrow, which people, I have, you know, is very unpredictable. But he did make a statement that he intends to extend Jewish sovereignty to all West Bank settlements. Now, does this include some of the settlements that are illegal according to Israeli law as well? And yes, there are some. They are quite deep into the disputed territory. We don't know. What we do know is that we are close to an election, and this is the kind of language that we have heard from Bibi Netanyahu before. And also that this could get him a little bit of a clash with the Trump administration, because we are expecting the details. And I mean, we've been expecting this. This has got like a gestation period of a rhinoceros. I don't know. After the elections. So this could put him on a direct route to a clash with the Trump administration. But this is what he has said, and you know, being a very controversial statement, being that this is you know, the language we've come to expect from Netanyahu pre-elections, I'm taking it with like a touch of cynicism.
Rolene, we kind of run out of time, as we generally do with you, because everything you tell us is so damn interesting. We'll catch up with you same time tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow, guys, and just like happy to have you back, both in good health.